Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Master of the Macabre. An invitation to a show called Master of the Macabre being staged in a venue ominously named The Vaults sounds a tantalising prospect for people who, like me, prefer their magic dark and edgy with a hint of danger rather than the Vegas razzmatazz of Siegfried and Roy. And the publicity for this show makes some big claims, stating that it will be the most terrifying magic show you will ever see. Sadly, even if we make allowances for publicist hyperbole, this falls well short of living up to that claim. It's a one-man show starring magician Benedict Barber, who is, depending on what source you believe, a man who was discovered while street entertaining in Covent Garden, or the less official line, a bloke employed in a regular job who is taking a sabbatical to put on his first solo show. Whatever his origins, if this is his first solo show, then creative team of director Tony Middleton, co-writer Matthew Stradling, and magic consultant Chris Dugdale must take a lot of the responsibility for what degenerates into something quite laughable rather than terrifying. We're offered an autobiographical narrative about Barber and his twin brother, who got into magic at an early age in the adventures that it took them on. The problem is there is no believable narrative arc, and the script is often woefully bad. Barber shows a deft touch with some sleight-of-hand magic and some neat transportation and levitation tricks, but his acting talents are virtually non-existent, and any attempt to introduce a feeling of menace or tension never gets going. Peppering a script with a few expletives doesn't make it edgy, it just sounded embarrassing. Things take a darker turn as Barber moves on to extrasensory perception and our ability to contact the dead. Before the show started, we were asked to write a name on a piece of paper of someone we knew who had died. And Barber uses these for a sub-Derren Brown routine in which he links the names to members of the audience. Then, in a moment of dubious taste, even for a show called Master of the Macabre, Barber requests the assistance of someone who has lost a person close to them very recently. To respond to this and lay your grief in front of an audience of strangers would take someone who was either perversely brave or an audience plant. Given what followed, I think it was quite clearly the second option. From this point, the whole thing degenerates into chaos and farce, with every stunt in the book thrown into the mix in an attempt to make this the most terrifying magic show we'd ever seen. Sadly, though, people were openly sniggering and making stupid comments rather than being terrified. I certainly don't condone heckling and could have done without it, but I understand where they were coming from. Performing magic must be harder than it was even just a few years ago. Audiences are more knowing, sophisticated and, dare I say, cynical now. But in the right hands, we know that it can still be carried off with aplomb and produce a feeling of amazement. And I, for one, would like to see more magic on stage. But that said, Master of the Macabre is certainly not part of any renaissance. It continues at the Vaults, which are close to Waterloo Station, just until the 1st of November. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.